She's a good time gal.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Good Time Gal. I'm your host, Caitlin Palufo. Thank you so much for listening. This week on the podcast, we have a good buddy of mine, Usama Siddiqui. He is what a character. I've known him for a long time. He's great. I adore the man. And this episode was really, really fun. He's a silly goose. We're both loud, and I'm sorry. It's going to get very pitchy, but we have a good time, a lot of jokes, a lot of fun stories. Not so much with alcohol, a lot to do with Molly. So if you're a Molly head, this is the episode for you, I guess. I have no idea. But it's still fun. Please enjoy it. You can find him on Instagram at Usama Bin Laughin. And he's actually got a spot on America's Got Talent coming up. So if you see him, make sure you vote for him. I don't quite know how that works, but I think there's texting involved. Who knows? But keep an eye out for Usama Siddiqui on AGT this summer. So wonderful. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That helps us a lot, helps us get seen by other people. And follow me at Caitlin Palufo and follow the pod at Good Time Gal Pod. And enjoy, I guess. Have a good week. Who knows? Have fun. Bye.
I can afford a life here, but I just don't want to.
Yeah. So you choose to sleep on a couch.
Yeah. White people never understand.
No.
White people never understand.
Well, look at my apartment. I mean.
Yeah. It's literally Baroque. Mm-hmm. You have random shit for no reason. Why do you have a brain there?
Why not? Why not have a brain?
When
there?
You give head, you're like,
what's
wink.
That one?
That's heart.
Okay.
You're trying to like draw one enough so you can find one yourself. If I keep looking at it, I'll feel it.
Yeah, maybe one day. Is it working? I'm so alone.
You just rub the heart picture longingly, yeah. Like, what does it feel to have one of these?
I mean, I'll never know. Oh, poor Steve, you know?
Poor Steve. But he's also heartless. So y'all together make one heart.
Yeah, we're very, well, yeah, we're half and half. He's more of the brain, I would say. And I'm just the chaos running around.
You disorder your entropy, yeah. Human entropy.
I'm the kidney. You only need one.
Sure, sure. You can flush it out.
Yeah.
You flush it out, huh?
Keep full of stones.
Keep shit.
Jesus Christ, terrifying. All right. Well, we started.
Oh, this is it? Is this the show? We just shit on your lack of soul?
It's about drinking stories.
Sure.
But
sure.
We get around to it.
Okay, let's party.
But you also don't really drink. You more.
I drink.
You do Molly.
I do.
The amount of times you have offered Molly to me.
But it was always in a joke way. I know you would never take it.
I've taken Molly.
You have?
Yes.
See, the way you say it, I just know you don't do Molly.
I have
partaken in the Molly arts.
I have.
When not?
I was, I was like, I have. Yeah. I was working at a restaurant.
Steven, hit the DJ booth. This water laced with Molly, bitch. We're partying.
No, I did. I did it one time. Yeah. I had a great time.
Sure.
And
was it at college or when was it?
It was, no. I was like working at a restaurant. It was like 2 years out of grad school.
Okay, you got your first tip and you're like, it's party time.
Yeah, it is party time. Yeah, I made $20.
I used to work at a gay restaurant in Chelsea. I used to be like a waiter there. And they would all be on Molly every single day.
Really?
There was a bunch of gay waiters. I was the only not gay guy. I think they took me in because I thought that I was gay.
I can see that.
Yeah, exactly. I had gay hips back then.
Oh, is that it? It's in the hips, not in everything else about you?
Sure.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Right. Unless you want to go to hell, yeah. In which case, if you're going to go to hell, being gay is a great option.
Yeah. Option. That'd be my first option.
Yeah, right. So it was, a bunch of Molly. I'd go there like 8 a.m. They're like fucking still on Molly, and like this one Colombian guy would just be doing like a Colombian dance to like some fucking flamenco, and he's like on Molly. It was crazy. It was a crazy New York place.
How old were you?
I was 23 when I came here. That was the first job I had.
Aww, that's I can't imagine it. How old are you now?
29.
Okay.
Yeah.
You seem older.
Remember the
20s? You know what I mean?
Huh? Well, that's because of my everlasting wisdom.
I'm still in them.
Yeah?
No.
20,000s?
I'll kill you.
Actually, you're like getting cuter a little bit. There's like there's a hair thing you're doing nowadays.
Thank you.
I don't know what you did. You know what you did? You stopped the ponytail bullshit.
I stopped the ponytail bullshit.
That nonsense was done.
A year ago.
So when did that noticed. When did you realize that you look way better with Hey Caitlin, are you female or something? When did this happen? What spurred that?
What spurred that?
Because you do look way better without the ponytail.
Yeah, it was more like I'd done it for so long and I just wanted to change and I didn't get something that I wanted to get, and so I just fuck it.
Were you doing the ponytail to sort of, part of it was you, but also part of it to serve a certain look for the industry?
It was never for the industry.
Right.
It was, I was so afraid that my jokes wouldn't work anymore.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And
if
then
you had any sense of sexuality whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. And then I realized, oh, it doesn't
You're
matter.
Like the Phyllis Diller of our age, you know? She wore, you both know, you're like super joke heavy, and she also wore like a cylinder.
Yeah.
Or whatever, because she was like, yeah, if you have any tits, you can't make it in this business.
I know. And then I realized that was very wrong, because there are very funny females who are also attractive.
No matter how hot you are, within 2 minutes, you're like, okay, are you funny?
Yeah.
That's, the first 5 minutes is either you're famous, or you're hot, or you're sexy, or you have a great ass, or you have a great face, whatever it is. 5 minutes in, if you don't got the joke, it doesn't matter who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
It's all just comedy at that point.
No one's going to want to listen to a hot person for an hour.
No, or 1 second.
Yeah, if they're not funny.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I realized that it didn't matter, and confidence is important, and I didn't have any. And I didn't know what I was doing. That's why I did the braid. I was like, this is the only hairstyle I physically know how to do.
How old are you, Caitlin?
Don't worry about it. Okay?
These are 12-year-old realizations.
So I know. But it was just, I've never been in entertainment before.
I got you. Yeah, I mean, you're not from an entertainment family. I'm not from an entertainment family.
Mm-mm.
Our families have no idea what the fuck is in that world.
No.
My mom is like, so everyone just fucks or something? Like that. I'm like, you're right, you're there. You made it.
Very close.
Very close. But, I don't know anything about any of this still.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get an idea, and it's all a lot of bullshit, you know? The only industry I realize I want is the industry of just the people around me that do the same thing I do.
Yeah.
That's my industry, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I want the respect of my peers.
That's all
but
it is.
I also don't want to hate myself.
So how's the sets been after your big ponytail release?
They've been the same. It's been a year.
It's almost like being funny matters, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Thank God. Yeah, I think I've gotten more work.
Like
since
you know what? Only thing that changes quality of your sets if one day you just came out, you were black or something, and you were black the whole time. That would be different. you think you're like Rachel Dolezaling from just like undoing your scrunchie. You're like, am I appropriating hot girl?
Yeah, I know, right? It was Jesus like, well, Christ. My face is okay.
Yeah,
it's pretty symmetrical. I know it's too much. But I've never, I gave you a fucking coaster, okay?
I will say this. I was testing you. White people and coasters. Let's talk about it. What's that about? Y'all put your shoes in your own house, but the glass has got to be on coasters. Why y'all have more respect for tabletops than your own ground? I don't know what is going on here. Tables are spick and span. Your couch has footprints on it. White people make no sense.
How comfortable are your feet right now, huh?
I don't know anymore, because I can't think straight with a coaster in my face.
It's right. It's a very nice coaster.
First of all, this coaster's on a...
You put the glass next to the coaster. I can't even. It's right in front of your face, and you're like...
Okay, but this is not on a coaster.
Yeah, that's because it's a what's it called? A resistant...
Coaster resistant?
No.
What is this new technology?
It's like...
Scratch resistant?
No!
What? Because right now you're not. Well, you know what you're not. You're not bullshit resistant right now because it is very much.
No sweating, like water sweat, condensation.
Water
resistant.
Sweat. You know, like water sweat.
Condensation.
I got
resistant.
You. No, I got you. You're so smart.
Oh my God! I'm trying to use that brain.
Water sweat. Can you not think in terms of Gatorade all the time, Caitlin? Is it all? It's like water. It's like water's working out. And when water works out, what happens? It's like it gets through like a...
Water's very strong, all right? It works out.
Oh, God. Holy shit.
Okay, so you little weirdo. Okay, so let's actually
start.
Podcast,
right?
Where are you from? You're from Texas?
Yeah, Texas.
Okay.
I'm not born there, but I grew up there. like most of my life.
So yeah. Texas. Now you have this joke about being Muslim and being a good Muslim.
Sure.
And then the joke is that you started to have sex.
Had
and
sex
then it
once,
went out
and
the
I
window.
Was like, God isn't real.
Yeah.
God might not be real.
How much is that true?
It wasn't like one thrust, and then God came
well,
down and was like,
was,
"You're on your own, buddy."
That was a little creative.
you know Jesus, yeah. but you know people. Yeah. you haven't actually molested a young Mexican boy.
No, no,
you know
no,
what
no.
I'm saying?
No. I'm a nice lady.
Yeah, yeah. It's always consensual with these kids. Mm-hmm. The kids were asking for it. Yeah, but
why? Why throw in that last part?
Why not? See, I don't have a coaster for my emotions, you know? Okay. I don't put my emotions in a nice place.
No, I think that's what that front pocket's for. You just put them right in there, bud.
So, yeah, I was very Muslim in that life. Still am in it, but not codified as much.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the disciplined lifestyle that Islam requires. Mm-hmm. But back then, I was on that journey, and then slow, small things, you know, like... You start liking a girl, then you start going for the girl, and then I was still pretty much Muslim as fuck when I had my first girlfriend. It was mm-hmm. like no sex, but very much like first time I touched a pair of tits, I like ran to my car and started crying.
Oh no, Sama!
I was very scared. I was like, these hands, what have they wrought? You know, and so I was like a biblical with the shit. You know,
yeah.
So I was, and she also was crying. She's like, we're both Muslim kids,
yeah,
in college, like exploring sexuality, mm-hmm. and so I was like. Very, you know, I was holding on to it even the guilt was there. That's the main thing you got to get rid of is the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
So slowly, just slowly, mm-hmm. the guilt started releasing itself as I got more and more into it. Then comedy started, and then comedy was like this expulsion of all the things that hold you back from loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, it almost became like utilitarian. It was like, if I want to be as funny as humanly possible, I can't have locks in who I am.
Yeah.
Because you know those people who like are... religious, but it holds them back in comedy. Mm-hmm. Like they wouldn't talk about some shit because they're scared of saying shit. But the funniest person is always the person who has no filter, says whatever they want in the interest of getting the funny joke out. So I realized I'm gonna be doing this thing for real. I can't have values holding me back from just being completely myself.
Yeah.
And then I found a way to merge the two later on.
Oh, that's nice.
You know,
when did the drinking start?
Yeah, now let's get to the good stuff, huh? I was never gonna drink, Caitlin.
Or the drugs? What did you do first?
You always sound like kind of redneck when you talk about drinking. You're like,
come on, get to the good stuff.
Yellow belly.
When'd you get that good? When'd
you get
tum tum?
When the moonshine get in your body? Tell me about that bathtub gin, boy. when I came to New York, I didn't drink yet. I was, even after I fucked, I didn't
really?
Drink. Yeah, I was very much like, it was like a mental thing. I was like, dude, I don't want to put my mind somewhere that I was not controlling it. I didn't know about alcohol back then. I was like, dude, alcohol is going to fuck me up. I love my mind. I love what it creates. I don't want to undo any of my acuity through alcohol, right? I didn't know you could drink. What?
Beautiful. You had so much self-confidence. That's amazing.
Caitlin, I think you really would have liked me back then.
I met you. The first when you moved to New York was when I first started comedy.
Right. So you met me right when I started drinking. Mm-hmm. Right when.
That's usually
I met
how it works.
6 years ago?
Yeah, I've been doing comedy 6 years.
Oh, my God. You started in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Hello.
yeah, I'm one of your first friends, motherfucker.
I thought we were just acquaintances. So this is big for us.
I'll kill you.
And my last one would be like, I never really knew you like that. And then I'll die. Like, wait, we shared car rides. And your whole life is ruined. Yeah, I remember us vibing real quick. Because you were funny as fuck. And you were like unhinged, you know? And so I was like.
I was unhinged. I was definitely not funny.
None of us were funny, dude. No. But we were funny. You said like it was the core was there. We were all just.
Yeah,
like,
we were able to stand in front of people and talk.
Right. But we were not remotely good. There was no structure.
No.
I remember like 5 years in, I was like, hey, Caitlin, what's going on? You're like, I don't know. And I'm like, me too. No, what's going on? People keep giving us spots. We keep doing well. I still have. One day it's all going to jig us up.
I know. I'm waiting for it for all to crumble around me.
Hey, you can't write a bit. Shit.
Yes, down. I am just yelling at you.
So that first week, I remember I've never drunk, and then I was like, because you know I was just like Muslim, it's not gonna I don't want to be affected by this kind of liquid. I have stalwart principles, and I just do not want to be shaken by this.
Yeah.
And I'm here to do comedy. I'm here to focus and become the best in the world. So alcohol is no place for me in my principled lifestyle. And then I met this girl who's like, I only date guys who drink. And I was like,
I'm sensing a theme with you.
You're back. Yeah. New York has turned me into a sort of little fucker. But that was the beginning. That was the beginning of the fuckery where women became this overarching part of my life. But it's just fun. It was a fun time to drink with her. And I the first drink I had was like just Everclear or something. Like
Jesus.
Heavy duty, right?
Oh, my God.
Heavy. She was like a crazy drinker. So she's like, yeah, take this. So from the bottle. I'm talking like just from the bottle with like eye contact to her. Like as I'm drinking and I'm like, please fuck me later.
No dignity. Just none.
All this beautiful value. So every male value is one women in heat away. From crumbling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No male value is so strong that one girl saying one thing won't destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have that power. Yeah. It's the only power we do have.
I'm for gun control. I like shooting kids. You know, fuck those kids. Yeah. Huh, babe? Babe, I get you. Doesn't matter. But
please fuck me later.
Please fuck me later. What, should I shoot a kid? Who do I gotta shoot? So we fuck. So I can shoot, you know, a load. But so that's what it's a clean podcast. What's going on, Caitlin?
Oh, yeah. This is clean. That's right up my alley. Oh, my God.
Good time, gal.
Good time, gal. Yeah, I didn't realize that was porn until Casey exactly. James Salenko told me.
It's,
and I was
it's
like,
porn.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Good time, gal means you fuck everybody.
Yeah, well.
There's video camera behind you.
Are you serious?
That's what good time, gal is, yeah.
Oh, fascinating.
You might as well just do like Caitlin bends over the podcast. Basically, this is.
Oh no, no, thank you. Good time gal. That for me, that I was always called a good time gal just because I was like
drinking.
I would drink anything. I would hang out with any. You know, I was the party.
Right. So it's same kind gal. Of that country irony. You know what I'm saying? It's like a good old boy means he's not. You know what I'm saying? Or a good time gal. It's a euphemism for she's fucking crazy. You know, or that kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
That's that. You're not from the South. You're from San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah.
But were there elements of the South in?
There was elements of country because my parents or my grandparents had a house in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, like east
boonies.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Because California on the coast is very Democratic, blue state, and then everything inland is.
Oh yeah, I know. Fucking
redneck city.
You go into Oakland, you're like, what the fuck happened here? I mean, where are we? You know what I'm saying? Even like just to Oakland, you're like, Jesus.
Yeah, Oakland Christ. Is pretty much like split down the middle.
Yeah, Oakland is insane, dude.
Yeah,
it's like its own place, and it's terrifying. Like you know, you can get shot at 2 p.m. there if you're not right.
But then you go to the Oakland Hills, and it's some of the richest people in the country.
The fuck?
It's insane.
They can look down at the minorities. Is that what it is, right? Ah, I see them. Ah, they kill themselves so roughly.
I met one woman from the Oakland Hills, and she was a bitch.
She's a little bitch?
Yeah, she was a bitch. Oh, God, she sucks so hard. But, you know, Godspeed. Live your life. I think she's a doctor now.
Okay.
Whatever.
She's a doctor bitch now.
Yeah, she's a doctor bitch.
Okay.
But, okay, so you started drinking. What is it, Grizzly Pear?
That's where many a comic has lost their soul there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Many a young Mormon boy. It was somewhere in Midtown. The first place I went to drink was Meatpacking, like disgusting area. She was just like a kind of a good time gal, you know? So she was like partying, drinking. I tried to make out with her, like I think 2 hours into the date. She was like, no. And I was like, all right, it's all good. You know, if you still want to drink, let's still hang out. And she's like, yeah, that's cool. I didn't realize back then that if you take a rejection, cool.
Yeah.
You can actually maybe do it later because no dude can take rejection. So if you take it well, it's actually hot to take rejection well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that.
You know what I'm saying?
So many men get so creepy.
Right? So when someone doesn't get creepy, it's like, what the? I guess you have a sense of self and an inner strength about you.
You don't need me.
Boom.
That's
and
right.
then I need you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ladies.
He's got it figured out.
Men and women are different. They're different. So we went out all day. I was out of control, dude. Okay, so this first time, nothing really happened the first time. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea of portion control.
Because
the first time I drank was just fucking Everclear on the body, right? Mm-hmm. So we went out to different meatpacking joints, different places.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours later, like 1 a.m., like, hey. Round two, we're like, hey, I really want to kiss you still.
God, like, that just made me uncomfortable.
I know. And the whole DJ scratch, like, what did you say, bro? Get the fuck out. And then she was like, shah. And then we make out, and I'm like, oh my God, my first drunk make out. I'm feeling it, Caitlin. I'm in New York.
Yeah.
First week. Some gorgeous lady, and I'm just in. I'm like, this is my life now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an awesome dude. And then I didn't fuck. And the next 3 days, I just drank every day because I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And the third day, I went out with some old school friends mm-hmm. who were in New York from Dallas. And then that's when the shit happened. Because I drank. I thought you could just drink neat. I didn't think chasers were a thing. I didn't know what a chaser was.
Oh, okay.
So everything I had, I would just like go to the bar and be like, hey, can I get just like some tequila, but like just that? And they'd be like, neat? I'm like, sure, it's neat, I guess, to get it. Sure.
Neato!
Cool, neat. anyway, so I would get like just fucking glasses full of the shit. And they'd always give me like, okay, you know? And I'd be like, yeah, sure. And I'd just drink all of it. And one time I was sitting with my friend on a bench outside of the bar. And then I was just talking. I was like, yeah, and then I was hanging out. And then and I just barfed all of my friend's lap.
Oh, no.
Just everywhere.
In the bar?
No, on the bench.
Oh,
just
that's
in
nice.
The, and it was like one of those benches with like the perforations. So like the vomit was like trickling down below.
Oh, gross.
And he's like, bro, this is kind of hot. I'm just kidding. No, he was pissed off as fuck. He was like, what the fuck, bro? And I was like, dude, I'm sorry, dude. I don't know. And I just fucking did barf like 3 or 4 more times.
Oh,
and I just barfed
no.
all day everywhere, splashing. I was just disgusting. I was absolutely disgusting. And then slowly I learned how to drink. But
yeah.
Those first 4 days were just like this bacchanal of just pure, just Everclear.
What do you drink now?
Now I'm meth.
What a gateway. Really escalated.
You ever tried kerosene, Caitlin? All right, you ain't lived, bitch.
I think I tried it once in college. I really yes and.
Yeah. I'm an improv chick, but for terrible drugs.
Yeah.
I was fucking that for a while. Now I just do gin and tonics.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Gin, tonic, maybe a gin neat, whiskey ginger.
Ooh.
Keep it slick.
I like gin.
I like the drunk of a gin. You know, mm-hmm. whiskey. I don't like brown ales. I think they're bad. Yeah. Worse for your stomachs. I don't like them. I like the clear ones, and I just stay clear.
Okay, stay clear.
Stay clear.
What's that? Scientology now.
Yes.
Going clear. You're like, yeah.
Yes.
When did the Molly start? When did you start taking drugs?
This is great. That's like a therapist version.
Yeah.
So tell me about the Molly.
Tell
me about the Molly.
Both the woman and the drug. Chances are for you, there is a woman named Molly.
There's a couple of Mollies in there. So I first time I did it was my birthday.
Okay.
My birthday in New York.
Okay.
Again, New York did a number on this bitch. But
yeah, it really flipped you around.
Flipped a boy like a pancake.
Like a pancake.
That's why I like you, because you like sounds. A lot of comics are like, how is the this direction on? I'm like, dude, just go like duh, and I'm laughing.
It's fun. Be silly.
Jesus, when you make the ideas with the sound, it's like, hello.
Yeah, that Jim Carrey's a hack.
Yeah.
Huh? He's all sounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Jesus. Jesus.
Like a pancake.
Like a pancake. Sounds like a very like raunchy pop music song that would ever, you know?
Yeah.
Like a pancake. Flipping like a pancake, you know?
Sure.
No? Not feeling it?
Yeah. Well, no. I just like the sound. It didn't have the sound. Give me a sound. But anyway, tell me about this pancake flip.
I'll bring it in later. like when you at least suspect it, right? So yeah, so what happened again? We're talking about pancakes, right?
Hungry. Damn it. Molly's the syrup. Okay,
yeah,
continue.
Yeah, let's go, party. So yeah, the Dan Ritterstrong.
Okay.
You know his comic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good friend. And
yeah,
so
lovely boy.
We talked about loving EDM together.
Mm-hmm.
We just love EDM. We just love dance music. And we were just like bonding over it. And I'm like, dude, let's go fucking rave one day.
Yeah.
It's like a New York comedy club. I was like taking phones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was like right there milling about. Like, remember when we had like the whole day?
Yeah.
Because we had no jobs.
Yeah.
And we were like all riding off our New York funds. Remember that?
So
like,
yes, 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 yes.
6 months of like, yeah, my dreams. And you hit zero. You're like, dude. Oh, right. So this is like the 6 month interim, and we're just like hanging out, and then we set up this fucking like, yo, dude, let's fucking Molly together.
Yeah,
let's rave. So he got the shit, he got the goods,
mm-hmm.
and then I was so scared, dude. I was so freaked out. It was my birthday, and like it was they gave me like 0.1 grams, just like a very small amount.
Uh huh.
And it doesn't kick in for a long time. Coke kicks in right then.
Immediately.
Alcohol, 10 minutes, right? If you drink enough. Everything kicks in right. Molly takes like an hour or hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
right? So that hour and a half, I'm just freaking out. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, shit, fuck, oh God, it's gonna hit me, huh? Right? And so I'm just like kind of very nervous. Dan's like chilling. He's like, hey man, just, because Dan also does like fucking 9 drugs at a time.
Yes.
He never does just Molly. He's like, hey, I'm on Molly and a little bit of PCB. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, it's Monday, 4:30 p.m., dude. Yeah, it's my mic drugs.
Yeah.
I'm hitting the mic, so.
You know. I'm here. What do you expect from me?
Dude, I've never seen a guy with more of a threshold for drugs than that guy. So, so I was just like freaking out. Then we go to this place, Webster Hall. Have you been
there?
Yes,
I've been to
Four
Webster
floors
Hall.
Of mm-hmm. crazy, right? And we go down to the bottom floor, and it's like the fucking just some hip hop shit, right? And it's like starting, Caitlin.
Yeah.
You know when you're like about to lift off, and you're just like, oh, this is gonna be the fucking night of a lifetime.
Okay.
I fucking just like, and then I was on the motherfucking top, and I'm a loving dude in real life, but on Molly, dude, I was like licking speakers, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, thank you for the sounds from your body and the speaker. I'm talking to a speaker. It's crazy, Caitlin. I've done so many weird things on Molly. One time this might not even be a good thing.
No, please tell me.
This is a dirty podcast, right? So it's like,
it's filthy.
You just get like, so. Okay, I love Lindsay Tyson. I love her to death, right? This is a story about her. So me and Lindsay, friends, right?
Yes.
Good bros.
Okay.
To this day. And, you know, but one time we were both at Webster Hall. I was on Molly as fuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was drunk as fuck. And she, I think, like, retaliated against all her friends and they were gone. So,
that sounds about right.
So Lindsay was alone, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, Lindsay, this is crazy. And I'm like, and she's like, what? And I'm like, we're here. And she's like, right? And I'm like, let's go fucking dance. And so I was with a girl that I was on Molly with, right?
Uh-huh.
Awesome girl, very cool person, right? Had Dan, had like Dylan Palladino there too, and like Chica Robinson, all these comics that we love.
Yes.
We're all there. We're dancing, right? Lindsay's like back there. So I'm like dancing. I'm like super in the Molly. I'm like, hey, Lindsay, get over here. And she's like, right? So she gets over here, right? My girl's right here, right? I'm all love. I'm just all, there's no sexuality on Molly. It's just pure empathy and giving, right?
Okay.
So I look at this girl. Oh, I almost said a real name. I look at this girl. I'm like, start making out with her, right?
Uh-huh.
Then I look at Lindsay and I'm like, let's just continue the empathic vibe, right?
Oh, no.
I start making out with Lindsay, right? Then I want everyone, all of us, to just make out and have a good time. We're on Molly. And I'm trying to, like, get this girl and Lindsay together. This girl's pissed the fuck off.
No.
She storms. And I know, Caitlin. I don't understand your sarcasm. I know. All I hear is sincerity. And then, again, it was not even like a, oh, I'm just so hot for Lindsay. It's just like a, let's just connect through our lips, you know? And so we're geeking out, and I was like, wow, that was awesome. Lindsay, love you. You're fucking awesome. Let's keep dancing, right? So now I'm like back in the music, and I'm like, that was awesome, all right? The girl's walking away angrily. I'm like, man, she loves me so much. She's just kind of like, she needs space to just like love me.
Oh my God.
All right. It was okay, all Molly thoughts, right? So I was like, yeah, oh, we're back in dancing mode. Woo, everybody around me, I like and I'm touching. And then Lindsay was just like, keep tap, like hurting me on the back. Because she was drunk. She was not on Molly. So I forget that she's not on the same page.
Yeah.
So when you're on Molly, you got to have like hang out with Molly people.
Yeah.
Because they understand exactly what you're going through. If you're hanging out with like a high person, there's like a disconnect or shrooms or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same drug gets same drug. And that's really how it should go.
Yes.
So she was drunk. So she was more of like a, let's just like stay in the same zone.
Yeah.
Not the music. So who gives a fuck about the music? There's like a vibe here. Let's just fucking like, let's just fucking like dance with each other. And I'm like, no. I belong to the world, Lindsay. And so Lindsay just keeps hurting. I keep turning around, looking at the music, and be like, yeah. And then she keeps like banging me on the shoulder. Boo, boo. And I'm like, what? Lindsay. She's like, ah. And I'm like, Lindsay, no, music. And then she, because and then there's a constant discord. The music happens. Finally, her friends find her. Her friends find her, and they take her away. And the next day, we talk about it, and we're like, Lindsay, that should never happen again. That was the most wild thing ever. She's like, yeah, dude, I'm sorry if I hit you. I'm like, it's all good. But it was like, it was just the craziest moment. Like how crazy drugs can be and like just when you're on different drugs and how like it just doesn't work.
No, yeah. You can't make out with one girl and then turn around and make out with another girl and be like, you guys are fine, right? This is fine.
Dude, it was Molly. I would never do that in a sober stage. Molly... It was love without any sort of ego.
Okay.
Because Molly, the ego death happens. There's no more ego. All there is just empathy.
Yeah.
So it's empathy, but it's misguided. Because if I had true empathy, I would know that she would not have liked that. But I didn't understand that. Because it's empathy, but you also assume everyone else has 100% empathy as well.
Yeah.
And there's no... Because Molly, the fallacy is that when you're on Molly, you think that everyone else also has no ego.
Yeah.
But that's not true. It's only you. And what you're living in is a fantasy world for a little bit mm-hmm. where nobody has ego, but it's not true because everyone does still.
Okay.
Did I answer any of your questions? Is there
yeah, sure. I mean, that's fascinating because I've only done the Molly.
The Molly.
I've only done the Molly once, and it just made me want to dance.
Okay.
That's it.
Fuck yeah.
And then everything tasted sweeter.
Okay, fuck
like
yeah.
Like I kept drinking. I drank like Budweiser's. I didn't get drunk or anything.
You know we did it with Peter once?
Peter
Ravello.
You did it with Peter? Yeah, oh my God, please
dude,
tell me.
Dude, and he, okay, so what's the standard response to Molly, right? Hell yeah, love.
Yeah, heavy oh love, no. Everything.
Who's there's the no one guy who can't do that?
Peter.
Peter.
Peter Ravello.
He loves like five people in his life with all his heart, and he cannot tell you that.
He'll never tell you.
He can never tell you that, right?
No. I like tell him, bye, Peter, I love you. Yeah. And he's like,
sure.
Yeah. Okay, Kate. It's like, what are you, my father? What the hell is this? I know you love
dude,
me.
Dude, I will see him for a long time. Be like, Peter! And he's like, what are you wearing? I haven't seen you in 6 months. That's what I'm wearing. what are you wearing? You look tired. You tired? What's going on? You're trying too hard.
You sleeping? Are you okay? Yeah, what is this? You gained a little weight. So that fuck
guy.
You, Peter.
So that guy. That yeah. guy on Molly, right?
Oh, boy.
Bro! He could not be more like, what's going on? What's happening? So me and all the guys, Dylan is there. And Dylan Palladino has no idea what's going on. He's like, Peter, dude, you're loving this, aren't you? And Dylan's just like, ah, right? And Peter's just like, he's like locked in like a straitjacket of emotions. You know, he's like, it's like we gave him like another driven drug. Because it was not Molly. Because he was on Molly, but they didn't react to him in like a, lovey-lovey sort of way.
No, I can't. I can't even fathom it.
It was insane.
I can't believe he took it.
It was crazy. So he just wanted to do it. I was like, let's go. Let's fucking have a good
where
time.
Where did you guys go?
Random warehouse in Bushwick or some shit.
Was there dancing?
It was dancing, yeah. It was okay. A crazy dance party, rave kind of things. Lights everywhere, right? And we were just like, right? I'm like rubbing his shoulder up and down. Yeah, yeah. And he's just like, he's like writhing. He's like, in his mind, he's like, happy place. I'm at New York Comedy Club. You know? He was like totally not in the Molly space. But that's just so, Peter, you can't.
Yeah.
You not even a drug of love that literally makes you open your heart can mm-hmm. open that guy.
No.
Very powerful.
No. I wonder if it would be different if he was with his girlfriend, who maybe. He loves to the dearly. Moon and back, you yeah. know. So I wonder if that would be. I think it would. I think we should try again.
I think they should try it together only.
Just the two of us around him.
Yeah. People he can't really express love to, you know?
Yeah.
He chose one person. He's like, okay, I'm going to tell all the things about love to you, and that's it. It's one shot deal.
Yeah.
All right? If
I bust
my load and you're gone, that's it. I'm not going to ever do that again.
I'm going to be with you for 10 years. and just because you know all my secrets. That's it.
Right.
He's never going to.
That's it. And she, you know, is the
luckily
best.
Luckily, he picked a good one.
One of the best ones. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Because it could have gone really bad because I know where he lives.
Yeah.
And the people around him. And it's not a great pickings out there.
Oh.
One time I went to a show and he told me, like, he like swatted a girl. He's like, yeah, I fucked her once. I think I lost my virginity to her. And she was at the fucking show. And I'm like, is that just a part of Staten Island culture? You just meet the girl you lost your virginity to at shows all the time?
And I love that he said, I think. Like,
it could have been her or those two dudes. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
It was a blurry night.
His name's Scooter. Never a real name. It's always like.
Yeah. Scooter, Creep. Like, that's. I've met Creep.
I know Creep. He looks fine. Great
Creep's
guy.
Very nice. He's very a nice good young man. Yeah. He supports Peter to the utmost.
Of course.
Which is all you can ask
for. You realize, like, Peter's like, oh, you are different, Peter.
Yeah.
Because everyone around you is like human furniture. You know? They're like a plumber's and import export, you know? And you got Peter who's like, Voltaire said. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
It's fucking so interesting.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can't imagine him. So have you ever done anything you've regretted on Molly?
Yeah. The Molly itself, you know? Because one time I took too much Molly and then I just started barfing everywhere again. Like I was thinner back then. You remember meeting me when I was like, even more thin than
yeah,
I was like
you
very
were a rail.
Emaciated, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I had no money for food and shit, so I was just like poor.
Yeah.
And I would do Molly when you're very tiny and you do drugs, small amounts affect you a lot because just the body is more affected by everything.
Yeah.
Because you're fucking tiny and there's like less water in you and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Less dilute. So I would do Molly and like I would go out at Westport Webster Hall. I was like, I'd fucking like get out and then I would go to like get this Uber. I'd barf in the Uber. I'd give him one star. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you had no bucket for me. One star. That was barfing. Oh, and then no. I was like, that night, that come down would always be terrible.
Really?
So the come down of like, oh, I feel shivers and I feel the negative energy of like exhaustion and depression. And I was like, why do I do this? Because it is a explosive drug in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time when I wasn't doing it every week, ever. Mm-hmm. But I was doing it once every 3 months. And that was like a official time before it's like unhealthy.
Okay.
Based on
where'd you read that?
Based on mollyisawesome.net. You know
Scientific Today.
Yes.
I do a little light reading. I like to keep up on the...
I read it on Pornhub Community Guidelines.
On goodtimegal.com.
Goodtimegal.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was that. And I was like, sure, 3 months it is then. So there was like a 2-year period where I was doing every 3 months. Me, my boy Chike, Dylan, we were all doing this all the time. And these come downs were getting more and more intense and exhaustive. And I'm like, dude, we gotta fucking chill. And there's one bottom point.
Mm-hmm.
Are these supposed to be fun stories or
can be dark. Okay. It doesn't matter.
So yeah, this bottom point where I'm like, I was like coming home from Coney Island. I had candy flipped, which is like acid and Molly at the same time. And I was like shivering and like stomach was hurting, head was hurting, body was shivering. I'm like, dude, I can't keep doing this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm on like, what is it? The queue or something. Just like, you know, right.
Oh, no.
Drooling, whatever. And I still was the hottest guy on that train. You know what I'm saying? Somehow.
Oh, the confidence. I'll never get over it. I want an ounce of it.
Yeah, you'll never. But I was just like, bleh, right? And that day on, I was like, dude, only once every 4 months now. Okay? I'm just kidding. But it was like, after that, we did once every year after that. It was like, we started doing a Halloween thing. So like the last 3 or 4 years, or 3 years really, it was like Halloween is the day we do Molly.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been okay.
That's got to be crazy to do Halloween on Molly.
Yeah, it's crazy. We all get up in outfits. We go crazy. We go to some random rave. And we're just dancing on outfits. Dude, this is the coolest thing.
Well, what were you last Halloween?
I've been the same guy for about 5 years.
I believe that.
I've been okay, so in my life, I've had 3 outfits. Okay.
Okay.
Bin Laden for the longest time. Just like forever, right? 8 years. Then he died. Then I was zombie Bin Laden.
Okay.
In October 31st, 2001, right? Or whatever that day when he died. Then I was farmer.
Farmer.
Farmer for 4 years.
Farmer Bin Laden. Okay.
Old Bin Laden had a cave. Yeah, yeah. And in that cave, there was some porn. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's so what other drugs have you done? What is this candy flip?
Candy flip? What is this candy flip?
What is this candy flip?
Talk about it,
gosh,
honey.
Darn it.
I'm just trying to learn about your life, honey.
Yeah, let me in.
Let me in. I care. Candy flipping is when you take acid.
Okay.
When you're on acid, you take Molly. So while you're tripping on acid, you take Molly.
So that the whatever the trip
accentuates
is, it's
the effects. So you get more intense, you get more of the fucking highs, more of the sweetness probably.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a bitch of a fucking combination. So when you come down, it's like your whole body's like, what the fuck did you do to me, dude?
Yeah.
And you're just like, fuck. And I was a weak boy with a weak constitution.
Yeah.
You know, I would get GERD from drinking milk, you know? I should not be doing drugs, right? This is a tiny body, right?
Yeah.
Like I go into a different temperature room, I start like, my stomach hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you bring a sweater with you always.
Yeah, right?
Oh, he's a little chihuahua.
Dude, all of those mics were always like 9 degrees, all right? They would blast that AC no matter what club it was.
Yeah.
Jesus. Fucking New York comedy. Jesus.
I mean, that's the reason I did Molly one time, and then the come down was, this is what I decided
Here
to
we
do.
Go.
So I slept. I didn't sleep at all. We stayed up all night long, I was awake. I was wide awake. I could not sleep at like 7 in the morning, and it was right around Christmas, and I was like, well, I got to finish my Christmas shopping.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so what'd you do? You went?
So I went to Herald Square.
Are you not coming down yet?
No. 2 weeks before Christmas.
How long is this
Well, the thing
trip?
Is, we took it after work. So we get done at work at 2.
Sure, sure.
So we took it around 2:30.
Who are you with? Are you friends?
Coworkers.
What?
Yeah, and so we
are
all went
cool
to a
though,
bar.
Or are you like
yeah,
really
very cool, oh, very lovely people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we went to a bar that was open until last call was at 4, but they officially closed at like 5. What's that?
Well, how old are you?
I think I was like 25. No, 24, 25.
So you were had already started comedy at this point. Oh, no, you weren't.
No, no, I started when I was 26.
Gotcha.
But yeah, go ahead, do the math now, people. Whatever. I don't care. I know.
It's all
comedy's not coming back.
We're all good.
So, I decided I was just going to finish my Christmas shopping. And I went to Herald Square, and someone at the top of the stairs started a fight. Like a homeless man was grabbing this woman by her hair, trying to drag her downstairs.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, is this real?
Or are you like super loving? Like, man, they are really in love, huh?
No, that was the turning point. Okay. And then I started coming down and it was so crowded. I was wandering around Macy's and Herald Square.
Just getting down and down.
Yeah.
And, down.
And
oh.
then I bought the presents and then I went to a coffee shop and I was really like just spiraling down.
And
I was
your
so
mentals,
bad.
How was that?
Very bad. Depression, super hard.
And you're buying like the cutest things, like
yeah, with
one
no
ring,
money.
Dear, please, oh.
And so it was like I was looking at my thing, and I was like, I have no money to buy presents for my family. I took drugs and I drank. Who am I? I wrote a list, and I believe I still have it somewhere. But at the list of to-dos for the new year, the bottom one was get your fucking life together. And I've never done it since.
That is crazy.
It was the stupidest decision.
And I do drugs.
And then I had to go to work, and I was still
in Molly's defense here.
Okay.
I think you took it, first of all, not with your good friends. Even if they're cool, I think Molly should be taking with your good friends, or really cool people. You should go to a dance party.
Okay.
Because that just creates the energy, good vibe, because a lot of other people are on Molly, so the vibe is much more together, and it'll keep the Molly going a lot more.
Okay. Because
the love you feel will just stay there, right?
Okay.
Did you redose or just do it once?
I just did it once.
So yeah, if you redose, people like do Molly, because it takes 1 hour and 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
People will take Molly, right? Then once they're going up, take a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So which means it'll just like, as the first one's coming down, it'll re-up the up. It's a time thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then imagine how far you're coming down now.
Yeah.
So when you come down off a redose.
I mean.
Splat.
I can only imagine.
Splat.
Yeah.
That was the homeless guy. He had took Molly 2 times.
Yeah.
So it's
just grabbing a woman's hair. He just wants to play with it.
Yeah.
But you have to ask to touch
you
a woman's
have to
hair.
Ask, as I now know.
Yeah. And he just grabbed it. He was pulling her, and people were pulling her back. And
Jesus
like she was punching him in the head. And I
Jesus
was like,
Jesus Christ.
It was so upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nuts. I forgot about that fight.
It was wild.
Until
right
now.
Dude, New York is so wild, dude.
New York, yeah. New York is crazy.
Turn a corner and you're seeing like
yeah.
a horse fuck a dude or something, you know? What? Me, everyone else?
Where do you live? I mean, Jesus.
Where would that be okay? What could I, what yeah. what answer could I possibly say? Oh yeah, East New York. I get it.
Coney Island. Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha.
They do
gotcha.
That out there. Yeah. One of the things.
They call it a freak show.
They call it when you fuck a horse. It's called the Nathan's hot dog.
Yeah. Oh no. How many hot dogs can you eat in an hour?
I ain't a vegetarian. I'll say that right now, dude. I ain't vegetarian.
Right? You're not a vegetarian.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
It's a way to say how much hot dogs I eat.
Wink. Oh, I see. I didn't hear the. It's fine. Okay. That's where the sound did not help you. Okay. All right. So a flip of the pancake.
you fucked it up.
A flip like a pancake.
You fucked it the fuck. It's like my mom trying to like connect with me. Like, oh jeez.
You flip the pancake.
You flip the pancake. Mom, no.
Oh, that's sweet.
So yeah, so that is wild that you actually like never did it again. I would say that if you did it again in the right circumstances, again, Molly's ship could have sailed. I don't think you even have the desire to do it anymore, probably.
I do.
You'd really?
I would do it again.
I think just the right group, the right environment, mm-hmm. not after work in the daytime. It's a night drug. It should be a night vibe. Mm-hmm. Take a lot of supplements before. Like, there's things you can take before taking the Molly that can help your brain chemistry.
Okay.
Real talk. I sound like such a drug addict.
Like ginkgo biloba?
Stuff. You jest. But... It's like magnesium. It's like a couple of chemicals. Like there's like a lot of websites devoted to this.
Yeah.
And me and Dylan will always take like just a cocktail of like just healthy supplements. Mm-hmm. So when the come down goes down, it's way more smooth and way less depressive because there's like reserves in the chemistry that are just being pushed up as your come down happens.
That makes sense.
So I would if you were ever going to do it again, I'd give you all that info. Be like, hey, here's like 7 pills you gotta take before you take the Molly.
Okay.
And there's like time-based things too. Like, so like mm-hmm. 2 hours before take this, 1 hour before take this, and then take the Molly, 1 hour after the Molly, take. So I was like, it was so uncool because I was sneaking in vitamins into the rave. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, all right, well, an hour in, I gotta take these vitamins. So we'd have like Molly, but like mix it with vitamins and like magnesium all in my wallet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just hanging out there.
But that's smart. You gotta do it. You gotta take care of Usama.
Roll safe.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, I think this was nice.
Was great.
How long is this? Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we in it?
Yeah, we did a great job.
Hell yeah.
You did a great job. Anything else you want to add? Anything important?
Need
to get out?
Jesus Christ. That's why we're bros. It's just like, dude, you get it. You just get it. This stupidity is what it's all about, dude.
Our job is frivolous.
It's so stupid.
Have a good time.
Stop trying,
you know,
to be like poet laureate comic.
Yeah, you know, I don't pontificate. I
flip it like a pancake. It's like a new Shakira song. Flip it like a pancake. It's just I think the funniest comics in the world are the ones who merge highbrow and the lowbrow. Mm-hmm. And a lot of comics in New York just love the highbrow because they're terrified of the lowbrow. It makes them like feel more Neanderthalish, and it's mm-hmm. like, dude, actually, the smartest people I know are the most dumb.
Yeah,
real talk. Yeah. Like, the smartest people I know are the ones who realize that it's really the dumb shit that is the joy and the connection.
Yeah,
and everything up here holds back the connection.
Mm-hmm.
You need the balance.
You gotta have that balance
all day.
Yeah. Well, I gotta go shout into a park. So we got.
I'm also shouting into a park later.
Yeah.
But I think we're on the same show.
Oh, really?
I'm on the Nathan's show. Are you on that one?
Yeah, I'm on that one. Okay. I'm coming late because I have to do another one.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
The podcast doesn't need to know about this.
Okay.
Anyway, where can people find you? I'm booked, people.
You can find me all around New York, not indoors, no. Random parks around the world, peddling my wares to nobody. Just follow my podcast at Your Mango Bae, YourMangoBae. It's Mango Bae. It's a funny-ass podcast where we have wild shit about brown things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been on it a few times.
Yeah, because she's brown. Yeah, anyway, what?
That was the joke!
Also me! I was also doing it!
Okay, well, yeah. Also, look out for Usami's going to be on AGT.
Oh, yeah, thanks for plugging myself. I was also
I'm here for you, honey. Vote for him, okay?
Vote for me.
Obviously needs Jesus Christ.
Hit me up, vote
but
for
yeah.
me. Love.
Look, vote for him if that's the thing. I don't really understand.
You can find Caitlin at monster truck rallies all around the world.
Those things pay well. I know a monster truck guy.
I would love to see you like open like rodeos and shit and be like opening comic.
What the fuck?
No, really.
Oh my
I'm not even joking.
God.
I think your energy would be awesome for that type of crowd.
Jesus.
Really? Dude, this is a pure compliment. I think if you did like rodeos and like really kind of like crazy events, your energy actually fits really well in that vibe.
I would love to see you open a rodeo.
Bitch, I'd get destroyed. Hey, y'all. Oh, sorry for being brown.
Release the bulls. They just try and lasso you.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, now we have to end. But I love you very much.
Love you too, girl.
And I hope you thrive.
You too. Likewise.
Bye.
See ya. Good time, girl.